Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to The Night Owl. So we're just doing a audio version, and Wednesday's here too. She was just meowing, but we're actually doing this from our bedroom, because I left my gear at the other live stream duo, I guess you could say. They're called the Not So Late Live Stream. They're really cool guys. I actually was brought in to do and help with production. So my laptop and my amazing 4K camera and my little tiny little microphone is over at their studio. So we're just going to be doing our story time via audio. You'll still hear our beautiful voices, but we will be sharing some really interesting stories. I would say, Matthew, it's kind of on the dark side. I think it's because, you know, our winter is just not going away. It still seems like it's hanging on pretty strong. I was actually in the suburbs yesterday. I was like in Wisconsin, like by Lake Geneva. Granted, it was very beautiful, but it was cold as fuck. Like, it was supposed to be 40 degrees. It felt like 20 degrees, windy, you know. But it was nice. I went on a little adventure yesterday, so that was fun. But yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely wanting it to be warm already. My birthday is going to be in 2 weeks, so I just want to have a nice sunny day at least for my birthday. But our stories are going to be kind of dark today, so trigger warning for anybody. If you wanted to hear some happy stories, we might have something cool tomorrow to talk about with Jimmy and Ian.
Something cool and even in tonight with something, at least something a little more positive, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys are new, I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And this is The Night Owl Chicago, an all-inclusive podcast that talks about music, art, and life, and everything in between. And if I could describe the where we are right now, we're in our bedroom. We are using my microphone that I usually use for streaming when I stream my DJ practice. And we have Matthew on a piano bench. I'm on my chair. And Wednesday's sitting facing the other direction on the piano bench. She's watching for evil spirits. I don't know what she's doing. She seems very attentive right now. She's definitely watching your back right now, Matt. She's sitting there. Her tail's moving like a metronome. She's just chilling. So grab a snack, grab a drink. Happy Wednesday, I guess, hump day.
Yeah, hump day.
And let's begin. So what did you want to talk about, Matthew? I can share some graphics here while you're talking about your story. I figured maybe I'll share my graphic first. Let everybody read.
Yeah, is that what you want to bring up first here? I think it's kind of probably one of the more hot, if not the hottest topic here. If some of you have been kind of living in a cave or under a shell for a while, or maybe you just haven't been paying attention to social media or the news, but if everybody's aware, when was that? Sunday night? Monday night?
I don't know. I don't keep track of the fucking Oscars anymore, or whatever it is.
Took place, and if you're not aware what happened at the Oscars, no, the big news was not having three women host the Oscars. It was one occurrence by a joke made by one Chris Rock, and then one interaction between one Will getting jiggy with it Smith. And if you didn't see it, Will Smith got jiggy all over Chris Rock's face right there on live TV. Yeah, what did he do? He went up there and hauled off and smacked an adult man on live TV. Now, why are you saying why would the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air do something like that, huh? Well, if you didn't see it, right, there is Chris Rock. He was, I think, presenting one of the awards, but he was given, you know, a little bit of time to kind of talk and interact. And there he is on stage, and right there in the front row is Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and, you know, a few other, you know, celebrity types. And Chris Rock goes over there and he acknowledges the fact that, hey, it's the Smiths, right? So Chris Rock cracks a joke, maybe a very harmless joke, right? In the end I don't even know how funny it was, right? You know, he talks about saying how Jada Pinkett Smith is already there in prep for G.I. Jane 2, right? So if you're not aware, right, that's a reference to her current look. She is currently pretty much shaved head, bald, maybe, if you will, probably shaved head, if you will. So when he makes that joke, right, he says, you know, something along the lines, you know, there's Jada, she she's on her way for G.I. Jane 2, and then Will Smith's sitting next to her, and he starts to giggle and crack and starts to smile. And it appears that he finds that joke funny too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like, like I said, I don't watch any of that stuff, but I always watch stuff when it comes to like when people share. But he literally did take a while to take a minute to laugh.
The look. And those of you, those of us that have a partner, a spouse, like those of us that are couples, we've all gotten that look, right? The look from the other side. We done and fucked up. And that is the look that Jada gave Will after that. And she's like, oh, no, Will, that's not funny.
No, you want me to cheat again?
And there's memes out there. You want me to cheat again? Because we know that, you know, we'll get into that, right? So what does Will Smith do after he gets the look? He gets up.
I spilled tequila all over my face.
Drink. Oh, no.
Sorry, guys.
So he gets up and marches on stage, and with one big open hand.
Whap! He did a back. Did he do a backhand or front hand?
Full
front hand.
Right across the face. There was definitely. That was not the WWE. That was a full on.
It was a bitch slap.
It was a slap.
It was assault. Really, yeah, he moved him. And you could see you could see in this meme that he kind of looks like he's laughing still, like Chris Rock is laughing, but he looks shocked after. He's wincing. Yeah, he's wincing in pain. He's
wincing in pain.
Poor Chris, man. That's not cool, man. Is that assault?
This is battery. So in the state of California, this definitely would have been called battery.
So what if Will Smith was Kanye and Chris Rock talk shit about her? Because, you know, Kanye's the only one that can talk shit about Kim, right? He said some terrible things. Like he said that, you know, I know we're sidetracking, but he's like said that she wanted to get rid of the baby when she had the, you know, she.
Yeah, he said a lot of
things. So what if Chris did that? Do you think Kanye would have waited, or do you think because he was good at interrupting Taylor Swift and making a scene?
Well, it's interesting.
He probably would have done the same thing.
Because he is another celebrity that has been banned from an award show. The Grammys has banned Kanye West from being at the Grammys over tweets that he has made. So now one wonders when there is a physical assault.
What that means.
TV, what would be the repercussions from that, right? Well, initially, there appeared to be none. There were people clapping and giving standing ovations.
There was a normal person.
It was a normal thing. Matter of fact, people thought at first it probably was even staged. And to the American audience, it definitely would have looked like that because they cut away. They actually had it on a tape delay. And according to some people that were watching it, like my parents, they said the TV screen froze for a lengthy period of time and then came back. Now, if you were outside the U.S. and you were watching the Oscars, there's a good chance you got to hear what happened after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and goes down. He cusses him out. I mean, he is yelling and screaming and dropping F-bomb saying, you shut your effing mouth and you don't put my wife's name in your effing mouth. I mean, he went off. I mean, if this occurs, say in a office setting, he's going to jail.
If he wasn't a millionaire or something, it would be one of
the ushers or a cameraman or a lighting person or a makeup artist who stormed the stage and slaps Chris Rock like that, they're going to jail. Instead, if you're Will Smith, what happens to you? A few minutes later, you get to go accept your Oscar. And then after the show, what do you get to go do? Well, you're dancing with your Oscar to Getting Jiggy With It and smiling and laughing.
Na, 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 na.
I'm all cool.
Na, 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 na. Slap Chris Rock.
And then like what somebody pointed out, eventually Will Smith went home. And he saw social media. And when he decided, oh, I should probably send out an apology saying I made an ass of myself. Sorry. No, Will. I think you exposed yourself as a narcissistic, little-minded, small-minded human being. Did you not? What man, what human would go do that to another person? I mean, he didn't even... Yeah, that's what the audience at the Oscars should have done immediately. Instead of smiling and laughing and carrying on and as if encouraging me, Will Smith. But now celebrities have seen it. They have provided their opinions. And like many believe, you're in the wrong, Will. And to be honest, like what some people have eloquently stated, like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or a Whoopi Goldberg, dude, you're setting black men back. You fed right into a effing fucking stereotype, dude. And you went right in and did it. You hurt us. You hurt us, dude. What are you doing out there? You hurt us people out there. I mean, you set us back. I hope they're, not that I care, but I will not have probably much to do with Will or anything else that he watches. Not that I really did too much anyway. I don't even know what he's been in lately. But
game over.
Yeah, I'm pretty much.
I mean,
done.
Really, you're right. So did they already say, did they already talk about this on The Voice? You don't watch The Voice though.
So I didn't. So, you know,
is that Megan girl still there or whatever?
Will claims that he was upset because the remark hit home about, basically, if you're not aware, and I was not aware at the time too, that Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia.
She looks fine. Like,
so if you don't know what alopecia is, it's a disease that affects, right, the growth of your hair. Basically all your hair falls out.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's people who pull their hair out, which is, there's a name for that when people do it because of trauma or anxiety. Alopecia, they're finding, but they're also finding like amazing, you know, methods of regrowing hair on people who actually have male pattern baldness or baldness from
what this is, but
I know it's not the same, but it's still, you can still regrow hair and you could still like try to, and plus she's a millionaire. She has so many wigs. Like, I actually never knew up until now that she did have alopecia
because she's kept her hair.
So maybe
so
that's
short.
Why she didn't want anyone to know.
Her kids have kept their hair short sometimes.
Maybe they have some effects of it.
And maybe they do, but
yeah,
no, you know,
which is, I mean, Willow wears wigs too. We don't even know
she had this. But to go up and strike to assault another person over it is a bit extreme. And then
he could have waited like till he told the joke and then said something at the end and been like, hey, like that wasn't cool, you know?
Let's really get into
it. But Will didn't even care. He thought it was funny. He just wanted to look good in front of his wife.
Because it wasn't about the joke.
No, it was about him getting on his wife's good graces.
It is all about
him looking like a man and like standing up for her.
Pretty bad lately here, right? And
yeah.
The next, because Jada Pinkett Smith has had what she calls these table talks, these red top table talks.
Red table.
So
yeah, the round table.
She has been very open about having an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So in this latest episode, it appears going to come out. She is glowing.
It wasn't an open relationship if he wasn't open to it. It was her cheating in front of him.
That may be what has spurred.
They did a two-part series about it on her show.
Small-minded man.
Yeah.
The fact that your wife is cheating on you, and then to get over it, you decided let's call it an open relationship.
I mean, and I'm not saying that you should do that as a weapon. You shouldn't do it at all. I mean, I mean, everyone messes up. Everyone fucks up. Most people cheat and they don't tell their spouse. Most people do it to make them mad. Like they'll date someone else in front of them. You know, you always see that the age old tale of someone dating someone to make them jealous. That's what you see in high school, right? They're like, oh, I want to date someone to make the other guy jealous. And you know, women usually think men are stupid, so we know it's gonna work. But she was dating like someone that was like already a good friend of Will's or hers or something. And Will was already, he admitted in her show, this like documentary that they did, that for 20 years, he tried to be this guy. He tried to be this guy where he wore the expensive clothes and he made them wear expensive clothes and made her like this kind of this trophy wife. That's why when they showed that, it was funny because like he just tried to be better, tried to look better and tried to be that guy and be successful. But he was ignoring her. He wasn't listening to how she wanted to live. She didn't want to be in the spotlight all the time. She didn't want to be high end. She just wanted to be a normal person with her husband and raise children. And then it was too late. So when she finally started doing this, he was just like, well, I gotta reevaluate myself now. But it's like, she probably did that because it was kind of a cry for help. And this one guy she was with was giving her attention and whatnot. And then they had to like dress it up as an open relationship because you don't want people talking shit or thinking something. But it was so sketchy because it was like, people were just like, they would say these weird buzzwords that people would be like honing in on, that they were like, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right. It feels like he's just trying to go along with it. And he's trying to appease her because he fucked up a lot. Like, he didn't cheat on her, but he was just an asshole, right? Like, he admitted he was going through this like haze of like being this rich guy, being this successful black man. And this, like you said, yeah, it took him back. It brought a lot of black men back, right? It made them look like abusive, jealous people.
It fed into a stereotype.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's not, especially when, if that's his excuse, was he got upset because she has this medical issue. Well, guess what never dies? The internet. And the internet drudged up when Will Smith made fun of somebody on Arsenio Hall's staff who had alopecia. Mm-hmm. And he made fun of them. So, Will, who you crapping? And get off the stage.
Who you crapping? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just think it's nuts. Like, I don't know. I think it's really sad because it seems like a lot of these celebrities have really just been letting us down left and right. There's a lot of them. I mean, that's why I kind of don't follow them, really. I like to watch them in movies. I feel like, for me, I acknowledge that we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all have our limits. We all have our trauma. But I like movies I like movies more now because of how they're made, how they're written, like the actual professionalism of, you know, how they're made. And I do love following certain celebrities, but I like watching them. I like just watching them. I don't really like care what they do when they're not, as long as they're not like doing stuff like this, I don't care what they're doing.
For some people,
as long as they're not being abusive or being, you know, being assholes or like giving back, as long as they're giving back to the community, they give a shit, they are involved in other things other than themselves. I just like to see them act and see them be good artists. That's all I care about.
Because for some people, they can watch something, they can separate the
I
art
can too
from the
yeah.
artist, the
yeah
the player.
I can do that as
from
well.
Human,
yeah.
You know, sports fans have been doing this for years.
Oh yeah,
sports fan. Their guy F's up, he kills somebody, hits his wife.
There's people that still like the Blackhawks. You know,
exactly.
You know, it's people that still like, what's his face? The guy that had the dog fighting. I mean, there's people that just are like that. I think he was kind of like banned from everyone.
Michael Vick has been.
I think the whole world banned him, didn't they? What
yes,
is he even doing
and,
right
and
now?
He came back. He has actually been a huge proponent for dogs. He has.
I don't believe it. I think he
I
has
say
to.
He has
I think he
paid
has
his
to.
Debt and come
no,
back.
You don't come back from that.
Well,
you don't come back. It's like being in a human trafficking ring. Like you can't come back from that. You can't like all of a sudden now try to help kids.
If
like it's
you
not.
Read the stories, you know he wasn't involved in it as some of his.
It doesn't matter.
Other people
he could have put. He,
so that's
he could have still. Yeah.
Him, but in the news,
for me,
if you
it's
really
like,
want to talk. That then that's the Deshaun Watson trade. Right here is a guy
yeah.
who has been was accused of 22 different inappropriate. Again, actions against various masseuse and massage and sports therapy people. And guess what that dude gets? Multi-million-dollar contract and keeps marching right on. So people will separate that and they will be able to continue on their lives and watch what they watch and do what they do. But when is enough enough? I mean, really, and unfortunately, like what some shows that I've seen pointed out, you know, this does not send a good message. What kind of message does this send to people that, hey, as long as I'm a rich, famous celebrity, I can do what I want and there are no repercussions?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I just really think that it's kind of unfortunate. And, you know, it just makes people anything that he's got going on right now in the works as far as any future projects. I mean, I'm hoping that we're still holding out with people like Jim Carrey, you know, people like that, where it's like, you know, it's like, please don't let him be next. Or like, you know, it's like, it's sad when it's people that I really did like watching when I was young up until now. And when you get closer in age to them, you know, like I was a kid, it's like now you know so much about adults and like the things in the world that are so bad, and you're not that much younger than that. Because, you know, when you get older, yes, they get older too, but you still feel like now you know more. So when these adult celebrities are making these mistakes, you're just like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed in you. You're like, you're supposed to, I never let anyone besides my family be an influence on me. I never really let like other people be influences on me. Unless it was like a teacher, like, or, you know, a family member or a coach or whatever, like someone that was really like a mentor kind of thing. But I never really like looked up to celebrities as like, oh, you know, they're so wise and I'm learning so much about them. Like, I think more now that I'm older, I feel like it's good to feel like you can feel relatable to them. Right. So Will Smith felt relatable. He felt relatable for a long time.
I never felt like that. I always thought it was goopy, those magazines, when it's, oh, look,
they're
this
just like us. They do their
laundry. Yeah, it's called, they're fucking human beings. They're all like us. Of course they are. The only difference
like
if, is...
Like, I could be following someone with a camera too, but...
They're mad money, and they have handlers. And for some, they are so out of touch with reality because of this. Yeah, to me, I could throw them all in one big pile and so light a match, and that'd be it.
Yeah, like, I feel like I could be following you around, Matthew, and just be like, hey, Matthew's just like us.
Anymore because of that, right? I mean, these are what these kind of reality shows, these YouTube celebrities, these influencers, I mean, they've all kind of glammed on to the idea. Hey, people like celebrities. They like celebrities. I mean, since the beginning of time, mankind has always shown some kind of propensity towards a celebrity. Oh, you're famous, you're infamous, you're better than me, which is asinine. That being well known does not make one person better than the other person.
So, moving on, I have this meme. Actually, it's not really a meme. It's actually a question. We had, you know, we let you guys send us questions. You can either go on our Facebook, The Night Owl Chicago, TNO Chicago is our Facebook name. And, you know, I think for the past year and a half, we've been letting people post on there. And it's really, we're really getting a bigger following now. I mean, YouTube is kind of still on a plateau as far as like subscribers, but we do have more views on our videos. I've been like kind of letting the live streams and the audio kind of just run for a while. And the longer I let our content go for a little longer, the more views we get. So sometimes less is more. So, you know, we always allow you guys to email us. We always are welcome for hate mail, you know, topics you want us to talk about, love letters, whatever it is. You can always be anonymous, or you can let people know you hate us or love us. That's fine, right?
All are welcome.
Yeah, all are welcome. So on our Facebook page, somebody said, I said ask a question that you would ask everybody. So I wanted people to ask like a weird question if they wanted to. So someone said, what if I broke into your house and supported your music? And this person, I won't name them, but they're a musician. Seems like they're in a band or something. So they obviously want to just ask. I think that's the best weird question I've seen in a long time. At worst, when I read it, I was like, what if I broke into your house? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Supported your music. Okay, good. Nothing bad. I mean, we're dark, but we don't go that dark. Okay. So I'm going to read some of the top comments and then we'll talk about the next article or next topic after that. Some of these topics are really funny. So again, it says, what if I broke into your house and supported your music? Someone said, supported my music, ha, impossible. Hypothetical situation, break-ins are common, but support, never. And then someone said, I'm pretty sure anyone can walk into the homeless shelter. I don't have a house because I gave it up. And then someone said, no joke, I've seen this happen before. Some drunk guy walked into a friend's house during their rehearsal, just wanted to check it out. Have you ever known anyone to walk, like a drunk person to walk into someone's house or dorm or apartment? Like, do you know anyone personally, or have you heard any of like that, those stories?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of us have had that story.
I've never walked into someone else's house drunk.
I've never done that, but how could you do that? Encounter before or a random
maybe the
stranger.
Houses look the same or it's dark maybe, out?
Either it's dark or a random stranger, or maybe you're at like a festival.
Maybe everyone's homes are just unlocked.
And they have lost their group, so then they kind of glam on to your group. Next thing you know,
get out of here.
Join us. All right. Come on.
If getting drunk and watching live shows on YouTube is support, then I'm a pillar of support. Someone said, I'd say you got great taste. Oh, my music? Yep, not mine. Someone said, it would be difficult. The camper is usually open. a lot of people saying they're like, you know, well, there's a lot of people that are not living in homes anymore. Let's just say that. I don't know how you guys are managing to comment on Facebook. Maybe you still have your phones. Someone said, you would quickly come to regret that decision, pal. once you realize how bad my music is. And someone said, is it technically a break-in then? Because if you're supporting them, you know, you're not hurting them.
Supporting?
Oh, someone said my mental health needs more support than my music. Well, we hope that you find that. We're here for you. You're not alone. Someone said, oh, rhythm of my guitar devil, never know. See, you can't understand my music though. That's cute. Let's see. Big up DJ What If. Thanks for the support. Let's see. What's another one? How will you support my unfinished and unreleased music, pray tell? Ooh, they got something in the works there, you know? Help write this ending and we got a deal. That's what someone said. Tell you that you deserve better. Oh my God, someone said that homie is so broke he has to use my Wi-Fi to support my music. Oh my God. You can stay on the couch so long as you can stay on the couch as long as you clean up after yourself and write second guitar parts for every song. That's a good idea. That would be kind of fun. If you can play guitar.
Yeah.
Let's see. There are two kinds of people I don't trust, criminals and those who say they support my music. In this case, he would be both. And by math rules, two negatives cancel each other out. So, want a beer? That's the best one. If you want to support my music, just feed my drummer with bits of soft cheeses and cheap wine. Everything's so expensive these days. I would already know that you are the imposter. My music sucks. You have to be crazy to support it. You guys got to give yourself better.
A little more credit.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you're musicians, even if you're bad, like, who cares? It's good for you, you know. I love the self-deprecation though. I mean, a lot of you guys do that. A lot of you guys self-deprecate. It's pretty funny. Okay, so like, what's the next topic that you have, Matthew?
No, that was me.
That was you. All right. So the next one we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about this article. It is basically about, I thought this was like fake. I really thought this was fake. It's about this ex-GOP candidate that, let's see if I can find it. I thought I had it in here. Where did I put it? Did I have it? No, where did I put it? Oh my goodness. Hold on, guys, I need to find it. Okay, here it is. Okay, so it's basically about this ex-GOP candidate. I thought this was like The Onion. Like, I thought it was fake, you know? And you know how I talked about this with another friend that, you know, people that are Republicans, you know, are like anti-trans, anti-good, everything good, that they're kind of outnumbered now. They're like being cornered by us, the Democrats and the liberals, because they know that they're losing. They know that they're trapped. And they're trying and clawing their way.
That's what's so scary is that they
still have that power, but they still have time to complain, you know, about what we're doing wrong. So, I mean, like I said, we accept all types of people here, as long as you're not anti-trans, anti, you know, I guess there's some limits as far as who I want listening to us. Like I said before in the past, we didn't care if people supported Trump. We just didn't want them to send anything on our. I delete a lot of like stuff on our Facebook, bad comments and stuff. But there's only so much that we can be as far as inclusive. I do accept free speech. I think people should be able to say what they want. But if they turn it into laws, that's terrifying, because it's like now it's going from just someone saying it to actually it being coming into fruition, like happening. So this douchebag right here, look at this fucking douchebag. He's a former Mississippi State Rep, Robert Foster. Have you heard of him?
No.
It's funny because I feel like every time I mention someone that's like a, you know, GOP or governor, like Matthew seems to know. So this is probably news to you too. I would say I'd put this in the life category. It says while in the Mississippi State Legislature, Robert Foster drafted the state's death penalty law in 2017 that now allows for executions by gas chamber, electrocution, and firing squad. So that's if someone is for trans rights.
No, what he's saying is this person drafted their death penalty law.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was known for. That's what made his name.
Okay,
and he wanted to add back the gas chamber, electrocution, and a firing squad. And it's been probably 30 or more, 40, almost 50 years since the last person here in the United States was executed by a firing squad.
And then gas chamber was like the Holocaust. So
yes.
That's every time you think of gas chamber, you don't think
of
like.
And they don't do electrocution anymore because they have.
Well, they don't always die.
They have found that to be, yes, inhumane.
Yeah, you could just not die, or they'd have to do it a few times. And
yes.
Lethal injection is the way to go. I mean, sometimes you get that rare moment where they don't die right away, but it's like taking your dog or cat to the vet.
They have found that. If this is.
So basically it said that he tweeted, this lawmaker in Mississippi tweeted that those supporting trans rights should be executed. This is just, again, free speech. Again, we're not saying that this might come into law, but this is what he feels these people deserve. So if they are for trans rights, they should be killed. It says some of y'all want to try and find political compromise with those that want to groom our school-aged children and pretend men are women, etc. Let's just go over that sentence real quick. So he's basically saying that trans people are predators.
Yes, or predators.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe pedophiles, but also predators and people who pretend to be,
yes,
or just pretending so that they can do that. No, anyone could be a predator. Anyone,
yes,
could be a groomer.
Yes.
I would say your coach could be a groomer. Your teacher could be a groomer. Your uncle, your aunt, anyone older than you. Strangers on the internet. I mean, I don't know how that has anything to do with your gender, or I don't know. There's certain things that are inclusive all across the board. You don't have to be a man to be a pedophile. You don't have to be, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense
to
me.
Yeah, why don't you read here what he said, because
Read it. I'm gonna go use the washroom real quick.
He says, except that Robert Foster wrote last Thursday, this last Thursday, and this was printed in the Mississippi Free Press, right? Because that's where he is. He is a congressman, a politician from the state of Mississippi. And I quote from Robert Foster, "I think they need to be lined up against wall before a firing squad to be sent to an early judgment." And I've always find people that have that much vitriol towards a group like that, they always seem to be hiding something in their past. And I'm not saying this guy is confused about what he is or what he wants to be, but usually I have found people that have that much hate towards another group, it's a lot of misunderstanding, and partly because maybe they see themselves a little bit in those other people and they hate that about themselves, so they take it out on everybody else. It's because they can't be open and willing to admit who they are, or maybe something happened traumatic to them and now they absolutely can't, you know, do that, or you know, somebody,
yeah, they need to be lined up against the wall.
They
want
to bully everybody else.
I mean, he's basically going to these extreme dramatics to say that he doesn't like them.
And that's unfortunate.
When all he could just say is, I don't like people who accept. All he could do is just live his life and ignore it.
Yes.
And wipe his ass and put his pants on like everybody else.
These people have not harmed you. They've not done you anything.
I mean, maybe we don't know that, though. I mean, but I'm not saying that's okay that he's doing that. But we don't know that. Maybe he was. Maybe he was groomed. Maybe he was molested. We don't know. I don't know him. But like, if that's the case, you need to get help, and you need to know that was that one person that hurt you, that this isn't a group of people that are out to get you and out to get your kids. Like, you know, it's like going through a bad breakup. You think everyone you meet is going to hurt you, right? So this is the extreme version of, and also, like, I mean, I don't know. If we knew him more, either decision, either thing is bad. If he just doesn't care and he doesn't like it, then fuck you. But if he's been through something, like, yes, your behavior's not right and you need to fix it. You need to go get some help so that you don't have a platform like you do. He's an ex-GOP. He has nothing else to do. What else is he doing?
He's a Republican state representative who now, like it says there, is running an agro-tourism business in DeSoto County, Mississippi.
Yeah, and obviously Twitter didn't like what he did.
No, so he was calling for violence against a group of people. So yeah, they took that down.
Twitter and Discord and like, there's another website that's like totally against that kind of stuff. Yeah, because Twitter, would they like finally kick Trump off like after a while because he was like
they banned him. Yeah. Some of those platforms have completely banned him. Of course, he did attempt to run for governor in 2019, where he finished in third in the Republican primary in the state of Mississippi, right? That's what it says.
So he wasn't there in 2016. Was he there?
Yes, it says, well, okay. In the state legislature from 2016 to 2020, Foster drafted the state's death penalty law in 2017.
Okay. Okay, I thought for some, I don't know why I've never like heard of him before.
Well, it's Mississippi and we're in Illinois. And yeah, he's a state representative.
You know,
oftentimes we don't really know about.
I think we state also levels. We also do see a lot more things about like North Dakota and like Florida and Georgia and stuff. Like I see a lot more of that, those states more in the news. Florida, Georgia, and then Texas. Like, we see a lot. We hear a lot about Texas.
Florida is in the news.
We
are speaking on somebody.
Finally, now you can't say you're gay, right?
Yes,
or talk about it.
Here we have somebody calling in and advocating for violence against transgender people. We have in Florida the Don't Say Gay bill, which is just so disappointing that that got passed in that state. And I just can't stand their governor.
Do you feel like we're just like living in a dream right now? Like it's so
like
bizarre.
It just feels like bizarro world sometimes. It's just like, and I get how that could pass, right? That state, unfortunately, if you're going to lobby that and build up a voting base to be able to help support transgender people, Florida may not be the best state for that.
Do you think
that.
That's weird that like it didn't happen during when you were young and now it's happening now, like when your niece and nephew are like really young?
Because
like, they
wasn't
have to grow
anything.
Up and hear that. They don't even know what trans people are, like gay people
because
are yet.
Even when I'm in the 80s and the 90s, you really didn't have
Did
any
know?
Kind of rights.
You,
at
well,
all.
You already told people about your story, kind of what you learned about. You know, about the gay culture and like gay people, and you know, you weren't exposed to it, but you weren't thinking it was less than you. You just were like, this is a human, right? You weren't thinking, yeah, so they're different. I'm different. I have my own thing. You have
no,
your own
I've
thing.
No, I've spoken on this, so not knowing anybody personally who was openly gay until I was a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. Again, in high school, there were rumors about this student or that student, and it stuck with one kid, right? They just
couldn't let it go.
They bullied him all through high school. And it turns out he was
gay.
Gay
too. And
he
maybe
was gay.
And maybe the kid bullying him was gay. We don't know.
Well, and you wonder about that, right? So
I always thought Ben Shapiro was gay.
And well, that's what I've been saying here. I think sometimes the people that are screaming the loudest and have the most vitriol probably are very unhappy with them. And they themselves might be somebody.
They might be that, or they just genuinely like can't, they don't. No, they don't want to learn. And I mean, I'm not going to give Ben Shapiro, I know we're going off tangent, but I'm not going to give Ben Shapiro credit, but I do understand some things that he says about biology. Yes, he's right. But like someone was saying in this YouTube channel that we were watching, he says things that we already know and he tries to make it look like he's smarter, right?
I think the next sentence in this maybe provides us a little bit of insight into Foster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it says there, right? So when he was running for governor, he made the headlines here. It says because he did not allow women journalists to accompany him in his truck, but he did allow male journalists to ride with him. So in tweets after Twitter took down his, he retweeted. So in tweets after the initial one, Foster writes, transgendered people are merely victims. It's their pedo groomers that are consumed by evil. Again, he doesn't understand, does he? He just doesn't understand. And maybe he's hiding something there. He's, like I said, people tried to interview him. He has basically come out and said here, and I quote from this article, "I said what I said," he wrote, adding to what he had tweeted. "The law should be changed so that anyone trying to sexually groom children and or advocating to put men pretending to be women in locker rooms and bathrooms with young women should receive the death penalty by firing
squad." Can we just acknowledge this LGBTQ like magazine underneath this article right
because
now? Because it's in the Advocate, which is which is LGBTQ. The fact that like the Advocate's a very good magazine. They put anti stuff and pro LGBTQ stuff.
My history then, this is what I can think of anecdotally with politicians who are screaming anti-gay, anti-LGBTQ. It seems like over 50% of the time, guess what? they're LGBTQ.
Look at this. So this is with the other 12. So this guy is also, I guess, vetoing to pass the bill.
Yes, there are many, over in Utah. Right now, pieces of legislation floating out there. Most of them in the state. There's over 200. Honestly, there's lots of them.
Oh, really?
State level,
so they're only saying 12, maybe.
To limit the rights of LGBTQ and especially for trans people.
Why would you think? You know how many straight people are pedophiles and child molesters and groomers? Do you know how many? Like, why does it only have to fall onto a person that you don't relate to?
They like little boxes. They like neat little boxes. And if you don't fit in that neat little box, then you have to be bad. You have to be evil. And that's where we really are now with some of this horrible, hateful speech. Look at that. He can't even say, hey, I don't necessarily agree with this. No, instead what he's doing is advocating for violence against them, which those people have probably never done anything against him, but yet he is advocating for violence.
It's so sad.
It's
sickening
and gross.
Especially nowadays with this, like now we're in 2022, we should have flying cars by now.
And we
have high gas prices. We have people that are sliding backwards. We have police officers still holding out guns at black people for just showing them their license. We have, you know, we have kids that can't get abortions in certain states.
So
like, we're moving backwards.
Case here, we didn't mention that, right?
We have black people slapping black people at the Oscars. Like, what is going on right now?
Are
we in a weird, like, are the planets all fucked up? Like, what is going on? We need to meditate.
We need to look into ourselves.
I think we need to hit the Staples button.
Yeah, it's
that was easy button. We need to hit that.
Where's that?
And start over. We need to turn off the PC and then turn it back on again. That's what they say when you're glitching in the Matrix. They're like, just turn it off and turn it back on.
Ozzy Osbourne said, right? We got to learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Yeah. So on that note, we're gonna let you guys go. We want you guys to really think about the stories we were talking about. I just think on a deeper level, on a funny level, on a fucked up level, like, what is it that you guys learned about today? And like, if there's something that you wanted to add, if these stories you already know about and you just really wanted to, you know, kind of hone in on, it's really kind of hard to avoid sometimes these things in the news. I don't really watch the news, but I do love these articles, these websites that do share these stories in the right way, and they don't leave anything out, but they also do it to educate you and to let you kind of come up with your own perspective. But you guys, just give us an email. Send us an email. Our email is thenightowlchicago@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We're on Twitch now, I guess. We're doing the Twitch now.
The Twitch.
I was going to get Twitter, but I'm still never going to do it. It's been too long now. I'm too old. I don't know if we should do it. The thing about Twitter is that when you actually say something on it, then people respond very quickly. There's no algorithm on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like a free-for-all. So I don't really want to do that, but you guys can send us an email. Send us, you know, hate mail, love mail. Send us a topic that we, you know, you want us to talk about. And tune in tomorrow. We're going to be with the Not So Late live stream show around, I think, 9 o'clock. So me and Matthew will be talking to Ian and Jimmy. And it's going to be just a really fun episode. We're probably going to do some crazy shit, some fun times. We're going to get real, really real with each other and just have fun. So tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we should be on Pornhub, on Twitch, and on Facebook. And yes, I did say Pornhub. We aren't doing anything sexual, but Pornhub apparently has no algorithm really either. There's a lot of people that actually stream on there that aren't doing porn. So, we love you guys so much. We want you to stay happy and stay healthy and wear a goddamn mask if you want.
I guess. Or go get your shot.
Go get your shot. I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.
Beanie, you want a treat?